Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you want a home in the Central Florida area for any size family to visit Walt Disney World, Universal, or any of the other Orlando attractions, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Hawaii at Alani, Hilton Head Island, Vero Beach, or any of the other Disney resorts, contact DVCByRequest.com. Again, David's Vacation Club Rentals, DVCRequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter at any of the Disney World resorts, contact Scooter Vacations at ScooterLando.com. And last but not least, our great friends over at American Tourist Travel. If you want to book any Disney travel vacation, contact us at American Tourist Travel. I can help you personally. We also book anywhere else in the world you want to go. So please, guys, if you want to check out any of our sponsors, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. Now we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Have a great day.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up the car.
Hey, how you doing there, Froggy Doug?
Yeah, it sounds like a deja vu, don't it, John?
You're under the weather a little bit. You get the cold, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like we recorded this part of the show already, John. It's sad, isn't it?
Well, you know how it happens.
Yes.
In traffic, I'm sorry, I'm driving, you know.
Yes, it's okay, Johnny. Just watch that horn, buddy. But anyway, how was your day?
Not too bad. Finally got a little chilly down here, so got to wear my full uniform for a change and wear the vest outside, so it was actually pretty nice. So.
And you're not going to pick on us Northerners saying it's cold out, it's not, you want to know cold, you don't want to get into that like you did earlier picking on us?
You know, no, every time it turns a little chilly down here, I put on a sweatshirt and then we have to hear the Northerners tell us how, you don't know cold! You don't know. So,
How we all talk?
Yeah, pretty much. That's all I hear.
And then yeah. I got to hear, y'all don't know what heat is. Y'all ain't ever been. Well, yeah, it ain't hot down here at 88. Wait till you get down here in August when it's 95 and humid. That's what we hear all
you
the time.
What?
We
if
don't
you,
know what heat
if
is
you can
like.
Find a, if you can find a single person that was born and raised in Orlando, Florida that talked like that, Doug, I'll give you $5.
Yeah, well, not all of us Northerners talk like you said either, buddy. You're being mean. But anyway, so you had a decent day. The weather's nice. You're getting a little cold spell. How was the crowds?
It was crowded today, but not too bad. I think it's let up a little bit from the last weekend was the last weekend of Food and Wine Festival, so the crowds weren't too bad today. It got a little busy at times, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't a pretty day. I mean, the weather was nice. It was nice temperature-wise, but yeah, it was cloudy and misty all day, kind of dreary. So.
Before we get on with the show, John, we had something happened to our friends in the Disney community, dear friends of our show, our friends Jen and Scott from the Happiest Vlogs on Earth. If you get a chance, head over to our Instagram, and Jen has a story on her, it's right on the Instagram, the Happiest Vlogs on Earth Instagram page, and you guys will see what we're talking about. They had a little bit of a tragedy, you know, a little bit of sadness in their lives, and we want all you guys to pray for them and their little angels. So if you can, please head over there, look at the little video that she put up, and send your thoughts and prayers out to our friends over there, because they're going through a little bit of a tough time, and if, I think the whole Disney community pulls together, we can try to bring a little cheer to them, but pray for their little angel, all right?
Yeah, deepest condolences. So
we wanted to put that out there, and again, sorry, guys. We're thinking of you, and we're here for you. If you guys need anything, just reach out. But the show must go on, John. I'm watching Ratatouille on Disney Plus. Our friends were engaged in France, so that's a happier time. So But anyway, yeah, Ratatouille's playing on Disney Plus. What have you thought about Disney Plus this week, John? Do you give it a D plus, a C plus, B plus, or an A plus?
I'm going with an A plus right now. There was some, or an A minus maybe. There was some technical issues with the way things load and stuff like that. But as far as content goes, with the exception of Indiana Jones I couldn't find on there, I'm digging it totally, especially their original program. I really like their original programming stuff.
Yeah, I would say the same as you, John. I would give it an A-plus if it wasn't for the streaming issues, because I've had a few myself. Like, my PS4 downstairs, I haven't had any problems with it. But the AirDrop and the streaming upstairs, the app itself has been giving me problems.
You know, and I think maybe some of the stuff that I've had a problem with is just bug issues that they'll probably resolve on their first update for the app, you know? If you want to rewatch a show, you have to watch the original all the way to the end, or at least I found this, that I had to watch the original all the way through the credits to be able to restart it. So it's some oddity stuff like that, but other than that, you know, I mean, that's small potatoes based on the enjoyment I've gotten out of it already. So.
Yeah, I've had some resuming issues, if that makes sense. Like, I go back to the program, and I have to start it from the beginning again and fast forward through it to get back to where I was. I've been having that issue, but I'll say it like you guys, at like our buddy Bob from our website, It's All in WDW. At the end of the day, Johnny, I think it's a fabulous – I love it. I think it's well worth the money. It's one of the few things Disney's still giving you on the cheap. I'm worried about in 2 years that it'll go up to $75 a month, but we'll wait till then. But anyway, I am very happy with it. The Imagineering, I watched the first episode. I haven't seen Walt Disney World yet. Have you?
No, I didn't start that. I saw my first two episodes of The Mandalorian, so.
Before you go into Mandalorian, the very first episode of Disneyland was absolutely phenomenal. I seen so many things that I thought I've never seen before. What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, both me and you, Doug, have watched a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of different segments from here and there of
the History Channel and all that stuff. I've seen all those videos, but there's stuff in this I've never seen.
Yeah, they still managed to find segments of Walt that I hadn't seen, segments of the different Imagineers that I hadn't seen, and certainly their voiceovers that they had through a lot of it. There was a lot of talking about Walt, a lot of talking about the original days of Disneyland itself and stuff. So yeah, it was incredibly well done, and I like the narrator too. So I like her voice. So yeah, I just like.
Wasn't it? I don't know. I didn't see who it was. Wasn't it Felicia Rashad? I think it was Felicia. Like her.
I saw who it was, and it's somebody very similar to that, but it's not from the police or a shot. But
her voice, it does sound like her, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I forgot it. I should have mentioned it, but I should have taken note of who it was. But yeah, you would know it if I could find it, who it is. But yeah, she does a really good job too. So.
Yeah, that was really good. No, my favorite part of that is the behind the scenes on the Matterhorn when Bob Gurr was shooting hoops. Didn't you like that?
Yep. Yeah.
That was phenomenal.
I always heard there was a basketball court in there. Not really a court, but a hoop anyway. So, yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, and seeing all the ex-cast members who have signed the wall and him writing his name in there, and then seeing It's a Small World being made, that was awesome. I love all that stuff. I mean, it was amazing. Seeing Abraham Lincoln and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we've seen a lot of this stuff before. Finally, the one that I got some video of that I hadn't really looked it up, but I always wanted to see it was the it was kind of their version of World of Motion before they did Epcot. The what was it, Ford Mustangs that you rode through in at the World's Fair. So that was really cool.
No, I really enjoyed it. I'm halfway through Endgame. I mean, that is a long butt movie.
You're not kidding. So, that's about where I'm at, too. So.
Yeah, I'm going to finish watching it later. It's just, you know, when you have a life and so many other shows, like I told you before, my wife's into a couple shows. So, you try to manage all. When you're working full-time, 10, 12 hours a day, it's kind of hard to watch everything.
So. I don't know what you're talking about. I got all the time in the world, though.
No, you don't. So, you know. Dude, if you did, you'd be through 50 shows by now if you were home listing eBay more.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, if I had a good signal at the house and could just sit at home and listen on eBay, I would have watched everything on there, I think. So, yeah, I was excited. I know it was way too corny for my big manly man, Doug, but, you know, when I was a kid, I loved the Disney Afternoons, and they've got DuckTales on there. They've got my Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. So, yeah, I was really excited to see those, too. So, I know at 17, 16, 15, 16, 17 years old, Doug was way too macho to watch cartoons, though. So.
No, I did watch cartoons, but I'll be honest, I was, I hate that saying. I've been working with Tom Mater, my brother Tom Mater, and he says that almost before every sentence, to be honest with you, and it drives me that drives me nuttier than at the end of the day, to be honest with you. You're supposed to be honest all the time. But I was more of a Flintstones, Jetsons, Tom and Jerry kind of guy when I was a kid.
Hanna-Barbera, okay.
Yes, yeah, that was my Foghorn Leghorn, I say. That was my kind of cartoons, you know? Yosemite Sam, you know, rootin', tootin', shootin'. Yeah. Yeah, that was me, dude. You know, I liked the good old Anvil, you know, falling on the Wile E. Coyote's head from Bugs Bunny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nothing wrong with Looney Tunes either. So.
No, so that was more me. I did go back, though, because it reminds me of my father. I did go back and watch Steamboat Willie. That was the first thing I actually watched on there.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, when I was down with my dad, going back quite a few years now, we got the Steamboat Willie ornament with him. And we watched a short with him, if you follow me. So now it always reminds me of him. So that's why I went back and watched some Steamboat.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway, I'm really enjoying it. I like having all this Disney stuff at our fingertips. After the Walt Disney World one, I'm wondering where they're going to go on this animation one.
Well, this one's going to be the continuation of that, and how do they carry on after Walt passes and stuff like that. So that's going to be interesting to see Card Walker and all the guys step in and see how and what happens, because, you know, they finished episode one talking about Epcot as the experimental prototype city of tomorrow, and we all know that's not what happened. So yeah. When was that decision made and stuff like that? So.
Yeah, I wonder when it gets to the end if it's going to show how they animated Bob Iger's bank account.
I was watching that at the beginning, and Bob Iger was on there. I was like, Doug's going to turn it off right now. He ain't going to watch it.
Dude, I had some choice words for him. Bob Iger gives the new meaning to Walt Disney. Let me tell you, all the money goes to his vault. But I've been enjoying Disney Plus a lot.
Yeah, I haven't even really explored the rest of it yet. I haven't checked out the Nat Geo stuff or any of that stuff yet, so.
I went through it, but I haven't really watched anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my wife's making, as we're recording, John, because we're recording on Saturday this week, because John has to be in at 7 tomorrow on Sunday
morning.
Now, tell
the truth, it's because you have a football game at 4 o'clock that you have to see, so.
Oh, 100%, but you have to work tomorrow, you have to be in at 7. We do record in the morning, and my wife chose me not getting the dog up at 5 and told me to record tonight with you, so.
Oh, okay, all right.
But, no, the Eagles play at 4:30. You're rooting, tooting, damn shooting. I'm not recording during that game. That ain't going to happen. But speaking of football, John, did you see that idiot, Myles Garrett from the Cleveland Browns?
Yes, that was an interesting series of events there. The game was over, so, I mean, I don't even understand why they were going so hard at that time anyway. But, that just devolved into nastiness.
Yeah, this part of the podcast is being brought to you by the Adventures of Peas and Carrots on YouTube. Do you like my Bobby Brady, how I went up high there, John?
Yeah, cracked like you're a teenager. Good job.
Now, do you think if the Cleveland Browns cut him that the Patriots will sign him? But I'm pumped.
I don't know. Let's call Tommy and ask.
Oh, we love Tommy and Judith. Don't pick on Tommy. You know, Pat, though, is always in my prayers, Pat. You do know that. You're in my thoughts and prayers, buddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was so sad that they did that to. And then did you see that number 65 that Igawa or whatever the heck his name, Ingara, however you pronounce his name, Dude, he should have been suspended longer for being an idiot and a coward. Did you see him knock him down when his back was turned?
No, I saw part of it. Lisa's got the whole thing recorded for me to try to watch the whole last 5 minutes of it to see everybody that was all involved. In the
Watch this sissy number 65. He's what you call a punk and a sissy. He comes up with Rudolph's back is turned. He comes up and shoves him and knocks him back down after he just got hit in the head by a helmet. And he said he was jumping in to protect his teammate. Well, at the same time, his teammate is getting pummeled by Pouncey on the ground. And he decided to go after the little quarterback instead of trying to pull the 300-pound offensive lineman off his teammate. You follow me?
Hey, he was too big, Doug. I mean, let me beat up the quarterback. I mean, he weighs 225 as opposed to 3-something.
So. Yeah. He should be suspended for the indefinitely too for being a punk. Anyway, but
I don't know. I didn't see the end of it. Did Pouncey end up getting in trouble too, or no?
Yeah, Pouncey got suspended for 3 games for sticking up for his quarterback. That is such a crock. It really is. I would have paid him for 3 extra games for what he did to Garrett.
Yeah, I'll tell you the same thing I said the other day when we were talking about this. That I mean, that's an offensive lineman's job. If I was Rudolph, I would pay every fine that Pouncey ended up doing, and I would try to pay him the paychecks he'll lose for missing the games, because that's what you want your offensive lineman to do, is to stand up for you, and he did. So.
Well, the whole team's going to help because I think his 3 paychecks are more than Rudolph makes all year as a backup.
Yeah, that may be true. Pouncey is a big-time offensive lineman. So.
Yeah, he's been around for years. He's probably making about, 12-14 per at minimum, and Rudolph's probably not even making $1 million a year right now as a backup.
Yeah, he was a good offensive lineman, the Gators, both him and his brother. So, yeah, man.
But my Eagles get to play those Pats tomorrow.
It's gonna be an interesting game. It'll be interesting to see what Tex, you and Tommy and Judith have going and Pat have going back and forth.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that Tom don't get 4 roughing the passer calls, 7 pass interference calls, and a defense that plays an entire game that don't ever cause a penalty. That's the worst thing I'm worried about with the Patriots. They're the only team in the NFL that are so clean. They never commit pass interference or nothing. They throw guys to the ground and the flags. I think what the Patriots do is when they're on the field, they stick glue in the official's back pocket so the flag don't ever come out.
All right, so on the flip side of that, my wife was telling me about, Lisa was telling me about the Gators game today, which we won, 23-6, not an exciting game, but won it regardless. But she was telling me that, once again, the Gators managed to do a penalty that you've never heard of before. I don't, you maybe have heard of this, but I've never seen it in as much football as I've watched. A wide receiver got called for rubbing.
For rubbing. Oh, I know what that is. I know what that is. It's basically a pick.
Yeah, but I mean, I've heard of them call it a pick before and stuff like that, but I've never heard of anybody call it a rub.
It's just another word for it. It's a pick.
Yeah.
He just said rubbing, but it's a pick.
Okay.
The wide receiver, he blocked downfield further than the 5. Yes, that's exactly what he did. But they'll call it
rubbing.
Every once in a while they'll call it a rubbing. So I don't want to go any further with the word
exactly.
Rubbing on a family friendly show.
That's probably why they call it a pick sometimes.
Yes, I don't want to talk about one player rubbing another player. We're doing a family friendly podcast, so anyway. Oh, Johnny, how are you doing? Did you try the new – this ain't the new Bluetooth. You're still on the car Bluetooth, correct?
Yeah. I found that the Bluetooth, I worked with it, and I still cannot get it up to a volume where I can hear you talk. So I'll probably have to buy another one, and maybe I can return this one and try to use that towards getting another one.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Johnny, you're sounding – you're not bad today. I just was curious. I didn't think so. Oh, but anyway, you ready to move on with some news, John?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
So, first up, did you see this, John? You might want to head over to the airport just to ride the monorail.
Oh, we got a Disney one out there?
Yeah, they got the Star Wars Galaxy Edge. what you call it, vinyl over, like they do layover, like they have on the buses and all now, and it has the stormtroopers on the monorail.
Oh, that's cool. No, I hadn't seen that. So, yeah, yeah. A lot of people when they get fly into OIA always will take a picture of them on our little train monorails out at the international airport and put, you know, first ride of our trip and first. So now it really could be your first ride. Has a Disney touch to it. So.
Yeah, it really looks good. On the monorail, it says Disney's Hollywood Studios, Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge. And then travelers arriving in the airport are being greeted by a glimpse into new Star Wars Galaxy Edge at the studios. Travelers prepare to board the shuttle for the airport main terminal. They will see real life-size depictions of Star Wars Galaxy Edge. It's really cool, John, in the glass and all. Once scenes created in dimensional landscape that feels as if visitors are standing inside Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, where travelers can see the iconic Millennium Falcon and other landmarks from the new land. In other scenes, it appears the First Order stormtroopers are awaiting to step off the shuttle as the train arrives to the station. Also new today at the Magic of Disney Store, the main terminal West Hall, available to all airport guests with or without boarding passes, is a new photo location featuring droids from Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Our Star Wars Galaxy's Edge art installation reflects how very special the Walt Disney World Resort and Orlando International Airport's relationship is, says the Senior Vice President of Walt Disney World. And it goes on and on and on. It says, to celebrate the opening of Epcot 92, they created groundbreaking with the Magical Express in 2005, so they've been a part of Disney for a long time, and vice versa. So it really looks cool, John.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a part of it. I remember seeing some early discussions about the international airport and stuff, and how at one time they even talked about putting a airport itself at Walt Disney World. To skip that altogether, so I'm pretty sure that most people South Orlando are pretty happy about that. So.
Yeah, and everybody staying at Disney would be kind of happy about that too, because I don't want to hear jet airplanes landing all day while I'm myself.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
So. I think that was more of the reason.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Makes sense.
Yeah. Dude, I can't believe this. Can you believe Disney annual pass holders can get discounted tickets at the NBA experience at Disney Springs?
Yes, I can.
I know you've heard they've been doing very bad there.
Doug, we have free admission with up to three guests as many times as we want to go until the end of the year. I could go every day with three people until the end of the year. That's not good.
Oh, you should start standing out there and charging $5 a piece and taking them on, John.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't last real long.
Oh, we would see, Johnny. Got to be creative. Wear a beard. Special pricing is 19 for adults and 14 for children. Is available from November 15th, 2019, all the way to March 31st, 2020. With tickets purchased at the NBA Experience ticket window, the discount is available for pass holders and up to three guests. Regular pricing is 34 for adults and 29 for children. NBA Experience has struggled to attract visitors since its opening in August, with attendance below expectation. The addition of the discounts for pass holders comes alongside with Disney considering a possible inclusion of the NBA Experience in ticket packages, similar to how Disney Quest operated. Yeah, give us something in our pricing. But Disney, what they'll do is they'll add ticket price an extra $19 and tell you it's included.
Well, yeah, they're not going to admit that it didn't work out well for them, so they can't do that. So.
No, they'll add it into your ticket, but raise your ticket price for it.
I don't know why this isn't working. I mean, from what I've heard, it's not a very in-depth experience, and it's definitely something if you do it once, you're not going to do it again. Not to mention that, you know, as popular as the NBA is, it's still a niche market. It's not like you know, this is all for at least the four major sports in the United States, you know. I mean, if it was a blend of basketball, baseball, football, and hockey, then maybe it would be a little better received, but with just one sport, I think it's a little too niche. So.
Yeah, I just think that if you're going to Disney World, that spending time there, if you don't go all the time, is kind of hard to. I think they'd have been better off if they just built a basketball court in there and had pickup games.
Or a giant sports bar, Doug. I think a giant ESPN Club Part 2 would have done better than the NBA experience there. A massive sports bar would have done just fine. Because there's always people looking to watch the games. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and if they would have done a sports bar at Disney Springs, you wouldn't have the problem of trying to go to Boardwalk and convince the security guards that you're actually going to Boardwalk to watch a game, which they never believed. So, I don't know, Doug. I've had more and more trouble with that, of trying to park out at any of those resorts to actually go to it's not worth the trouble. So, nobody wants to...
Oh, dude, I have no problem with it. I go off on them.
Well, you've got...
Give me a manager. I'm headed to... Am I not allowed to go to Disney Board, go over to the ESPN Club? Can you please get a manager on the phone and explain to me why I'm not allowed to go to the ESPN Club?
Yeah, I'll try that.
Is it because I have to ask? I'd ask, is it because I'm American Indian? Is this a problem?
Guys go, what?
Yes, exactly. But I'd say I think it's against... I'm American Indian. I think you got a problem with me. But no, I would say that. How do they know? Like, so I'm not allowed to go to the Abracadabra Bar? I'm not allowed to go to the Peaches and Cream? Like, what's going on here?
I don't know, but the last two times I've tried to park there, they basically told me, no, you're out of luck.
Well, maybe the idiots at Disney ought to build bigger parking lots there and allow more people in. Maybe it's because you morons are charging us so much to freaking park that, and giving us such a headache to get into your parks, that we're trying to do whatever we can to make it a little less time and cumbersome trying to get in and out of the park. Am I wrong, John?
Well, I mean, for me, you know, I was actually trying to go to the ESPN Club.
Yes, but the reason other people are doing it is because it's inadequate to get into your park.
It's a pain in the butt to try to get in, yeah, you're right.
You know, do your jobs better, and people won't... If it was easy to get in the parks, people wouldn't be trying to find other ways to get into the parks, you morons.
Yeah, I mean, I have... Monday through Friday, I have a nice discount at the ESPN Club. I got 40% off of lunch. That's almost half price, so... When I'm out doing wine and stuff, I would love to stop by there and get a burger for lunch one time, but I just can't see myself arguing with a security guard to try to get there for lunch. So.
Well, I would just say, listen, I'm on the job, dude, number one. I'm on the job. Number two, I get a 40% discount. I want to go eat lunch here. Can I please get in?
Do you have a reservation?
And
no,
I'm an annual pass holder. The ESPN Club does not basically take... I don't know anybody who books reservations there unless a game is going on.
No, and I want to go up to the counter and get a burger, so I don't have a reservation. So.
No, and I want to play video games, buddy. And I want to walk around the boardwalk. Can you please let me in? I would ask for a manager. I have no problem with that. My wife slides down the seat, but I have no problem.
Yeah, I would just have to play the annual pass holder, though, and not say anything about me working here, because I can get in trouble as a cast member, so... But I have...
Why?
Why
can you get in... Why can you get in trouble as a cast member for saying you get a discount and you want to go eat lunch there? Like, how's that a problem?
Doug, you don't know the politics that goes on at Walt Disney World.
Why? I mean, so they're even more buttheads than we thought, the way they treat cast members.
You don't want to be indignant. Oh, goodness gracious, no.
No. Anyway, yeah, speaking of that, did you see that overflowing trash cans and the bathrooms, the big discussion on Twitter this week? It was very sad. They were complaining about the last week of Food and Wine. The cans were, like, overflowing.
Yeah, it was incredibly packed last weekend, too. There was people everywhere. And we were there, I was there Sunday evening, and it was unbelievably crowded. Yeah, well, I did the show from there, so it was packed.
Yeah, hey Disney, how about you bump your 15 up already and hire some more cast members and quit being so damn cheap?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's so crazy. I mean, they keep building all this stuff to want more and more people there, but they don't want to pay the amount of cast members that they need. You guys are so far understaffed, John. It's incredible. I mean, I remember the good old days when there would be four or five cast members in every land just working in the land area itself to ask guests how they're doing. Do you have anything? How are you doing today? Is there anything we could do for you today? You remember those good old days, don't you, John?
Yeah, well, and those were just, they were like unintentional type things. Now they've got the guest experience team, these people with blue shirts on that stand out and try to, they're out there to show you that they're out there. You know what I'm saying? The ones that you were talking about, they were probably people that was, that, you know, you had the Jungle Cruise or Pirates, and they had too many cast members working on a day, so they would just allow them to roam around a little bit and to try to help out, you know. But
how about we put it this way?
Yeah.
How about you put it this way? No, they didn't have too many. They had the right amount then. Now they got you guys doing more work than you should be doing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be time, John. When you guys get busy, right, you guys have no time to go over and spend any time with any guests, do you?
No, and you feel rude because, like, when I'm standing up at Fast Pass entry, I'm supposed to be watching the Fast Pass entry. I'm supposed to be trying to regulate people coming in and out there, you know, not cheating the system. And then you get people asking you questions, and how am I supposed to try to answer somebody's in-depth question about their app when I'm trying to watch the Fast Pass entry? You know, if you want to know where the restrooms is, that's an easy question. But, you know, why can't I adjust my Fast Pass? Well, let me look at your app, and that takes a little while. So, we are definitely short-staffed.
You're way understaffed. Every ride used to have I remember when you'd be flagged on a ride, there'd be two or three cast members standing there. One to grab you if you needed assistance. One to talk to you. One to ask you how your day was. Cast members used to interact with the little kids as the front of, they used to get close to the front of the line. Like, they could actually pay attention. Now, they have to pay attention to that and three other things as they're doing their job. It's too much.
Well, if you come see John, he might have a pocket full of pirate gold that he still passes out to children. So, I'm just saying.
Typhoon Lagoon Water Park closed due to cooler weather. So, guys, if you're headed down to Walt Disney World, keep an eye on the water parks, because when it does get a little nippy, like John's saying, they will close sporadically. They're unscheduled closures, right, John?
Yeah, right now they're going to have, probably until about April, they're going to have one of the two closed anyway for refurbishment. But then if it's a nasty, chilly day like today where the high is going to only be 62 or 63, they'll probably close the other one just to get some work done on it too. And not to mention that the attendance just wouldn't be there to make it worthwhile. So, so definitely keep an eye out. And don't take everything with a grain of salt, though, because just because it's rainy and chilly today does not mean it will not be 87 degrees on friggin' Thursday of this week. So, you know what I'm saying?
No, I hear
you. We have a turnaround in no time flat, so.
Our poor Bongo's Cuban Cafe. I'm no longer going to be able to get a Cuban beer from Tony Montana anymore, John.
That's one of your best experiences you had at Bongo's, right?
Was hysterical. Yeah, that was hysterical. I go, I'll have a Coors Light, I said. He goes, no, you doggy, you don't want no Coors Light. I said, yes, I do. He goes, you want Cuban beer. I'm like, what's a Cuban beer? He goes, Cuban beer. I said, no, I like it better, Cuban beer. I want a Cuban beer. So he goes, Dougie, if you don't like Cuban beer, I pay for it. So when he gave it to me, I drank the whole thing and asked for another. I said, I don't like this one, but I'll take another. But... No, it was a wonderful time. It really was. It was a nice restaurant. It was good. I had a skirt steak there that was really good. You know, and it had all the Cuban flavors and spices and all. It was really good, John.
Yeah.
Different, you know, the vegetables had all that Cuban flair to them. You know what I'm saying? It was really good.
Yeah, I just never ate there. I do a lot of time in Tampa. And so it's kind of like you're saying, you don't get cheesesteak at Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
You know, if I want Cuban food, I pretty much know where to go. So,
dude, the food was really good. I enjoyed it. I really did. The only thing we were worried about is there was an elderly lady that let everybody in. And she might have been the scariest person I've ever seen on Walt Disney World property.
Okay.
Oh, dude, the look she would give to people. She reminded me of the grandfather. She was the grandmother father. She was a very, very scary woman. Like, she would talk to those employees there, and they would run like she had a something on all of them, if you understand what I'm saying. She was a very frightening woman. She had a scour that, oh, dude, she would make King Kong Bundy run.
She had that look that at any time a ship could come off and go flying at your head. You better be careful what you say.
100%, John. 100%. She didn't weigh no more than, she might have been 5'90", but she was scary, let me tell you.
I think we all had an older woman like that in our life at some point, didn't we?
Yeah. My wife was looking at her. She goes, I'm a scared. But anyway, first look at the new Ron John Surf Shop. John, you going to head down and get some Ron Johns?
Absolutely. You know, always a big deal when I was a kid was our Ron John shirts. You'd go over to Coco about once a year and get a new one. So I'm waiting to see if they should have some really cool, unique Walt Disney World ones. So looking forward to them. So.
Well, you know where the original Ron John Surf Shop is, right?
I believe we talked about this about 9 months ago, and you told me it was up there in Jersey with you.
Yep, New Jersey in Long Beach Island, Ship Bottom in Long Beach, or in Long Beach Island, and as soon as you come in over the bridge in the center of Long Beach Island. So I pass it all the time when I go to work on the couple houses. About 1 hour and 10 minutes from me, the original store is. This one really looks nice, though. The Ron John Surf Shop at Walt Disney World officially opens doors. It's open today. Guests at the Disney Springs can get a sneak peek. Everything's located in the town's center across from the Polite Pig. It's a 10,000 square foot store, John, on two levels, so it's pretty big.
Yeah, sounds like the one in Coco. That's about the size of the one in Coco, I believe.
Yeah, they got clothing, sunglasses, shoes, surfboards, skateboards, and accessories. I might have to call the Ron Johns down here in Long Beach Island and see if they want to come on the show, John. Maybe we can get a couple t-shirts out of it.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I might have to do something with that, John. Keep posted. And we're sorry about the recording we spoke about, supposed to come out on Tuesday, but some unforeseen things happened. We're shooting for hopefully this Tuesday to have that recording. You know, so stay tuned for the special recording from us. Remember we said we were going to do something this week?
Yeah. And like you said earlier, sometimes life gets in the way, so unfortunately.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to who we were supposed to do the show with. So.
Absolutely.
Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Parade videos are out of the new parade, so if you want to go see that. You still haven't seen that yet, have you, John?
No, the first parade was just last week. I was supposed to work it, and then I managed to get the day off because I really didn't want to go into work at 5:30 at night. So I traded it off, and no, I haven't seen the parade yet. I don't know if I'll get a chance if I don't work the party because technically we're not supposed to be there if you're not working the party, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Johnny. Yeah, for crowds. And I apologize. I went to mute the mic and it wasn't muted, so I coughed. I apologize. I'm trying not to be Lou here and cough during the show. No pun intended, Lou. Barge construction for Epcot's new nighttime show. Harmonious USA. They're building new barges, John.
Yeah. I guess it won't be a fire barge like our old globe, but, you know, regardless, I think it's probably going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, we got some really nasty comments from our lovely dear friend Judith about us picking on Rivers of Lights. I can't. Yeah, she really got mad at me for that, John. I ain't saying I hate that show, but I did say if the Earth flew out with the flames came out of the during that show and played a little of the music, I think it would make that show a little more enjoyable to me. What about you, John?
I think what you said was that you could just put the barge out there and it would be more entertaining than that show.
Hey, John, what bus you throwing me under? But the thing that cracked me up, though, is you agreed with me, right? And then she says she agreed with you. So how the heck did that happen? You agreed with me on that, and I got all the trouble.
Judith likes me, you know? Judith and Tommy, they like me.
They like you so much more than me, John. It really makes me sad. I have cried some nights over that.
Hey, you know, I'm the personal shopper. I take him to Cast Connection. I mean, come on, Doug.
Hey, John, there's this other idiot here that edits this show every week and gets it out and says lovely things about her, and I'm still not good enough. I know how it is.
Right, all right. Oh, speaking of Judith, did you read her latest blog out? It came out today, so...
Yeah, go over and check that out. I'm going to retweet that, but yeah, go check our friend Judith out. Say it, John. She likes you more than me, so you plug it.
I don't think she likes me more than you, Doug. I think she. Well, maybe tomorrow. You know, I'm pretty sure that both her and Tommy will like me more tomorrow. So.
Why I didn't do nothing during this show, John. See, I'm not going to release this till tomorrow night.
Oh,
so.
Okay, all right. Yeah, go over to the WDW Fan Zone and check out Judith's blog, their latest blog.
No. I did anyway, because I love her. I love her and Tommy enough for the three of us. You know what I'm saying, John?
I got you.
I love them so much it covers it both ways. So I'm okay with that, John.
You know, unrequited love is a beautiful thing, right, Doug?
Yes. Anyway, John. If you go, I know you're looking forward to this because I know we are on our next trip. Especially if we stay where we might be staying, John. J-Lo, Disney Springs to host special one night only dinner with Antano Winery from famous Rio Bajo region of Spain. So they're hosting a special event. So head on over to their website and check it out.
Oh, nice. That's not fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's... A lot of words I can't pronounce. I'm gonna hatchet these up very bad. Anyway, it's working. It's Raquel Perez Cuavo from Antano, who's working to carry on the tradition of grape growing in Spain, as she's bringing five of the family award-winning wines to J-Lo for guests to experience. The private seated dinner will feature special menu from J-Lo at Disney Springs head chef Rodolfo El Guzman Arnanda. Did I do that good, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rodolfo El Guzman Arnanda.
Yeah, you did a good job on that. Not as good as you hit Tony Montana earlier, but you passed.
So thank you, John. I'm getting better. His team to perfectly pair with the Antano wines from Rio, Rwanda, and Ribera del Duraro, including. They're going to do Hinjo salad of fennel, tomato, asparagus, and orange dressed with passion fruit vinaigrette, a traditional Spanish dish, gambas al ajillo, shrimp sauteed with garlic. They're going to have creamy rice with seafood, and then a Jasper grilled lamb chop with rosemary sauce and a honey aioli, and then they're going to do a classic Spanish custard. The event takes place December 10th, 2019, and tickets are $115 per person. See, that would be a nice night. You know what I'm saying? It would be an experience, John.
Yeah, and it sounds like you get the pairings of the wines with it. So if you get a glass of wine with each one, as long as you got a hotel room to head to afterwards, sounds like a good night. So.
Now, I'm trying to see this here. The way this is written, it said the closest date to Christmas Day now sold out for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Now, wouldn't that be Christmas Eve?
No, because they stopped the Christmas parties a couple of nights before Christmas. They usually have the last Christmas party on the 21st or the 20th.
Oh, this one's the 22nd, John, but you're right.
Yep.
So what do they do Christmas Eve, John?
The rest of the, up until either Christmas or the day after, they actually do the parties and everything out there. Or not the party, but they do the parade. They have the fireworks and everything for your expensive regular guests. So.
Okay. But anyway, the Christmas parties are being sold out. More details announced for the 2020 Epcot International Festival of the Arts. The Festival of the Arts returns for the new year for 39 days of celebration of visual, culinary, and performing arts. In addition to the recently announced Disney on Broadway performers, you can also take part in a Le Cellier brunch in Canada Pavilion, a leisurely prefix bounty each Saturday and Sunday in a relaxing Canadian chateau, reservations required. What's that telling you, John?
That maybe they need some, they're slowing down a little bit of Le
Cellier. Yes, that's what it tells me too, Johnny. And what else that Disney experience tells me, if you don't show up, Disney will lower prices or try to change things, people. So maybe think of that a little bit.
Yeah, think about the NBA experience. Think about this. Yeah, if you're not going, they'll either get rid of it or, like you said, they'll lower the prices. So.
Yeah, maybe stop going to the after-hour parties and let the parks be open late like they used to be. Explore the Green Landing of Family Play Zone, where Wally and Eve invite the entire family to enjoy a lush green environment built for exploring. Jump into a photo ops located throughout Epcot, such as Peter Pan Storybook installation at the United Kingdom Pavilion, where guests can flap their fins with Mermaid Lagoon and get their pirate on Skull Rock. And speaking of Peter Pan and mermaids and all, John, did you see the mermaid swimming around Disneyland? That freaked me out.
That was a little weird, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And seeing the guy in his little, I don't know.
Lederhosen.
No, yeah, climbing the Matterhorn.
Yeah,
I mean, that
yep,
was freaking
yep.
me out, dude.
Yeah, I know they do. They still do that every once in a while. They still, or at least I believe they still run a mountain climber up the Matterhorn every once in a while, which I think is kind of cool. That would give it a certain kinetic element to actually see a mountain climber on there. So. But yeah, the mermaids in Disneyland were a little strange, but then again, my house is 20 miles from Weeki Wachee, and they still have mermaid shows there. So, you know.
Well... Grab a paintbrush and add color to a wall mural along World Showcase Plaza. Join Figment Brush with Masters, a scavenger hunt where the friendly dragon has painted himself into a famous piece of art in World Showcase Pavilion. Purchase works by Disney iconic artists displayed throughout World Showcase. Watch visiting artists as they create new pieces and from Disney-inspired works to create art across diverse mediums and create festival-inspired T-shirt and candles. And you could do all this by calling guest services at 800-898-800 and pass holders at 407-WDW-FEST. So you want to do any of this stuff, you know, contact your travel agent.
Call Doug.
Yeah. Typhoon Lagoon has been closed for inclement weather. We read that. We read that's the other water park closed down. What else do we have here? Oh, this is. I want to go. I love this stuff, John. The Disney Yacht Club Resort 2019 Christmas Village combines Disney-inspired and traditional houses for a festive display. I love all that stuff.
Yeah, they moved the one at the Grand Floridian a little bit into the middle of the floor. That one's out, and then we talked about the one at Wilderness Lodge for the first time this year. There's always that carousel at where's that at? That's at the Beach Club, right? Yeah, the carousel.
Yeah.
That's at the beach, or is that the Boardwalk? I can't remember.
The Boardwalk.
I believe it's at the Boardwalk, and then one of them has the whole roller coaster thing set up, and I think maybe that's the Beach Club. But anyhow, all of the holiday displays in different resorts are really, really cool. And just like anything else, you know, the moderates are the values are nice. The moderates are really cool. But then when you get to the deluxes, you step up to like whole gingerbread houses and stuff. So.
Yeah. No, they do a great job decorating for Christmas.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Yeah, I know a lot of people on Disney Plus had problems streaming The Simpsons was one of the problems they had too, John.
Really? I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. But a little more news here, John, before I let you go. What else do we have here? Oh, Bob Iger teaches business strategy and leadership in new masterclass series.
Wonder all right, what he's doing. I don't think you can complain about that. I think maybe he has that one down pat. So.
No, but I just want to know what the hell he charges you for it. Oh,
well.
Oh, the single course can be viewed for $90. Like, why does he need to, like, how much is enough, Bob? How much is enough, Bob? Please, tell me. Holy moly. $90, which is $15 a month to do these 13 master classes. It's only $15 a month, John. I mean, Bob, bite me. Hashtag Bob Iger, bite me. Now, what were you going to say?
Over at the Scat Cat Club, I told you a couple of weeks ago when me, Lisa, Judith, and Tommy went over there and got some beignets. So now they're just selling beignets. If you want your beignets at French Quarter now, you have to actually go over to the Scat Cat Club. That's where they fry them up in the morning and the evening now. So they're no longer sold there in the food court. They're sold next door in the Scat Cat Club. And if you're an annual pass holder and you want a mixed drink, just go there and get your mixed drink. And you can also get a free order of the three of the beignets to go with it. So.
Well, while we're speaking of resorts, John, Beaches and Cream Soda Shop is set to be opened on January 20th, so they will start taking reservations on January 19th. I'm glad to hear that's reopening.
Now, I've always heard so many good things about this, but I can't eat a kitchen sink or anything. Have you guys ever eaten here or had ice cream here?
The food's good. The burgers are great. Never did the kitchen sink, though. I couldn't eat that, John.
I've heard the burgers are really good, so I'm wondering if it would be worth it just to go there for a burger and then maybe split a sundae with a couple of friends or something.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd have a good time, John. It's a nice place. Me and Brenda tried to eat there the last trip we were there, but they had no room for us.
Yeah, I know they expanded their dining room a little bit a couple of years ago, but then it's probably still packed, right? So there for a while, it was like almost impossible to get into because they didn't even take reservations for a while. So.
No, it was a wait first come first serve.
Yeah.
If you want your 2020 T-shirts, the retro ones are already available at Walt Disney World. You get 2020
well,
Happy
get
New Year.
There.
Yeah, you can get 2020 Happy New Year T-shirts. What else? Construction updates, continuing entrance enhancement at Moore at Epcot. So that's getting better, John. You've been there, right?
Yeah, it's definitely getting streamlined. It looks like Hollywood Studios was all done all together, and Epcot's getting better every time I go over there. It's still a bit of a mess, but it's definitely on the way back. You know, there for a while it was that.
You broke
while
up, John. There you go.
It's got to start looking better at some point. So
it's finally
getting
there.
It's definitely starting to come around. So, yeah.
Well, this is good news. That's telling you they're getting closer and closer up front. The Camera Center to reopen and then as new Pin Traders location at Epcot on December 8th. So that means they're getting closer, getting the front of the park done. New Frozen 2 slushy. With Elsa and Olaf glow clips combine sugar, ice, and everything nice at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Go check them out. What else do we have here, John? They have the Gingerbread House Village display at Disney's Saratoga Spring Resort and new limited edition gingerbread collectible pins over there. So that's pretty cool, John.
Yeah, I know I was talking to one of my fellow cast members today. Him and his fiance walked through the Christmas tree trail over at Disney Springs, so that's apparently open already. And he's just talking about what a good time he has out there with everybody, you know, all the trees themed to movie or attraction. So, yeah, so apparently that's open. And today would have been a really good day to be out there.
Yeah, we got to see that last year, so it was really cool, the Christmas tree trail. That was still up when we got there, so.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, right?
Absolutely. I was coughing again. I had to pause
you. Oh, sorry.
It's getting nighttime, so it's getting worse and worse. You know how that goes, John.
Yeah.
I apologize, guys, if any got through. You know I don't usually do that, but I am sick as a dog, and I'm trying to get this show out. The other thing I wanted to talk about, this gingerbread display, though, it's a bunch of gingerbread houses. It isn't like the Grand Floridian where it's a big one. It's all different designs throughout the resort, so go check them out.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, so it's a little different. It's not the same, so. And Disney reveals behind the scenes look at hand painted murals in Disney's Riviera Resort, John.
Oh, that's cool. I'm looking forward to getting over to Riviera and walking around and looking at stuff. So that's the obviously brand new resort, and I haven't had a chance to check it out yet. So.
Well, if we could only get you rolling with our YouTube channel, because we still have that out there. We just got to get it working. If we could only get you a little time to be able to do stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and all that spare time I have.
Lady in the Tramp has new phone case wallets arrive at Disney Hollywood Studios, so you can go check them out. another cough in between there. I was hoping you would talk, but you just let it go. The Mandalorian series.
I never know when you're going to do it. So. Kind of a random shot.
If you hear silence from my mouth, John, you know it's time to talk.
Did you watch? Speaking of Lady and Tramp, did you watch the show, the movie with your wife?
Not yet, but it's on the to-do list. It's at the top of the list. And speaking of shows on there, how did you like the Mandalorian series? We didn't get back to that.
It's great. It's definitely of course it's Star Wars. It's set 5 years after Return of the Jedi, so the Empire has fallen, and it's like one of those series that you have to watch, and then stories are going to start to fill in, backgrounds are going to start to fill in as you watch more and more episodes, just like Game of Thrones, you know, watch the first episode of Game of Thrones, you don't know what the heck is going on.
Like, who the heck's this Cersei pain in the ass?
And why is there a giant wall?
And what's this Night Watch? Where's Knights they're watching? Nighttime they're watching. I'm sorry, I'm looking for Knights.
So, it's a little bit like that, where you're not real sure what's going on as it starts, but I thought it was great. Any Star Wars geek is going to love it, and then if you just like a good old-fashioned Western, but you can accept that the Western is told in space, you're going to like it a lot, too. The first episode had a version of a Gatling gun. It had a guy learning to ride a version of a horse, and bounty hunters. I mean, that's a Western, isn't it? And it even has a little bit of a kind of a Western twang to some of the music in it. So, I'm liking it a lot. It's really well written. It's really good. So.
All my aliens live in Texas.
There you go.
Because Texas is the place my aliens all to be. Is that one of the songs in there, John?
Yeah, look at you and your George Strait.
Yes. But the aliens, their aliens' heart is in Tennessee. But that's going to be it for this week, Johnny. I'm about ready to cough my head off, so.
Yep, sounds good.
But anyway, again, if everybody can, please send their thoughts and prayers out to our friends Jen and Scott over at the Happiest Vlogs. I know it would really mean a lot to them. And on top of that, everybody be kind to one another, you know. Be good out there, guys. Am I right, John?
Be nice. Head to Disney. Come see me on Pirates. And if you can't do that, go on Facebook and join our Facebook group. Please send me an invitation to join our group. I'll be happy to accept it. And if you can't do any of that, but you really love our show, or kind of like our show anyway, please go on iTunes and leave us a review. The only way that we ever get any or move up in the rankings so more people can find our show and more people can we can interact with more people and make more friends is by people leaving us reviews. So it won't take you that long. Take you a couple of minutes. Leave us a nice review. You can even lie and say that you like Doug if you want to. But please go on there and leave us a review. It's very important to us.
No, they don't lie about me, John.
Okay.
You know that, buddy. Anyway, no, that really means a lot to us, especially, too, with the way they revamped iTunes and split everything up. It shuffled everything around. So a few reviews would really help us out, so we'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't like John, just say you do.
You know what?
At the end of the day, everybody loves you, and Judith and Tommy dislike me. That's the way it's going to end on this show, John.
You know what, Doug? That's what I thought, but then Judith and Tommy spend their entire time with us talking about you. So there you go.
Yeah. was it nice stuff, Johnny?
Yeah, it was all nice stuff.
Nah. All kidding aside, I love those guys. Anyway, again, everybody be kind to one another. You know, just thinking about my buddy Pat over at the Mickey Dudes. Go check their show out. But anyway, we will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Ahoy. Come on over.
Yeah, I feel shipwrecked over here, John. I'm shipwrecked.
You got scurvy, I tell you. Yeah.
I could use a couple shots of rum, let me tell you, John. All right, matey.
All right. Ahoy.
Ahoy, matey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, folks.
That's it, guys. We're going to pay our tabs, hop off our stools, and head on home. But we really appreciate you guys listening. If you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Also, if you could, follow us over on Twitter at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy6767. And you can find us all at our website. It's all in WDW. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.